WWIB, your home for great music and lyrics you can trust. As we come up on 5:45 in the morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Claim a national.
And yeah, there's a little problem with that. We've got this, it's called Glorious Day Instrumental. It's usually what's underneath the best 5 minutes of the day. And showing that I've had too long off, I took the audio bed for the, and I inserted that to record something, and that was not where I wanted it. And so I'm going to have to I'm going to have to re-record that. So, no music behind us this morning. Welcome to Jason Cairns for the first time in more than a week. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back with us.
Likewise.
All right. So it's just not the same with kind of that you get used to things the way they are. And so
sure,
my brain was just kind of on the automatic there this morning. Yeah. Yeah. So, boy, lots to talk about here this morning. And I got to figure out. Thank you to Dawson for filling in last week. And yet, you know, when you do things and you do it a lot, like in your job, if, you know, when you're gone, right? Nobody comes and sits in your chair and takes your notes. But you can imagine you've kind of got things you want a certain way and you do it a certain way. And so.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had it when people have done like outreach and use my office when I'm out of town. And you come in, you know, like your chair is different and things are put in different spots on your desk and it just throws everything off.
Right. And again, I love doing this job. I love, you know, just there's different things about it. So anyhow, it is what it is. But we left him again. He did a great job. And thanks to those the positive comments on the listener line at 396-1670. Let me mention it's One Source Imaging Day. And that's my other employer when I'm not working here at WIB Wogo Radio. And 50% off of whatever you purchase up to a $50 value. And we'll give away certificates like that before 7, before 9, before 5. Chris Solberg, our guest shooter, before 7. So get in behind him. With a pledge, fellow business people. How about it? 396-1670. Chris has owned the business for 37 years. So pretty tough work. All right. So let's see. It smelled like a giant smoke bomb had gone off where we were on the north side of Eau Claire last night. And then was able to find out it was a fire at Banbury Place. But that's what it smelled like, was like a giant smoke bomb. So.
Yeah, it just seemed that in the news story this morning that something that there was a fire over there. I haven't read a lot about it yet to know what happened. But
so. Other smaller subjects, you know, we've talked about lint rollers recently, dog hair removers, and sometimes it's tearing it. If you tear part of it, the other thing is when you're looking for it and you can't find it. I was gone for a week, and I go back and I'm like, who moved it? You know, who moved it?
Right.
Who moved the cheese? And then the other thing is... shoe shopping yesterday, again, let me just, Savers in Eau Claire got a great deal on some shoes that for too long I've been wearing just tennis shoes. So what do you like for dress shoes? What do you wear for work?
You know, I tend to do dress casual shoes. So I have a pair of Rockports that I like. My favorite brand is Echo, ECCO, which can run pricey, but sometimes I find them on clearance in certain places. And I would just wear tennis shoes all the time if I could. And I think there's a few different ones I go to.
I've been pretty comfortable with it. I always remember John Malloy with Dress for Success. Never read the whole book, but that's kind of where I am on a lot of books, is read what I can, get what I can.
Sure.
And so it's kind of that idea that people, when they assess you, they kind of start with the shoes and go from there, so you can win or lose on the shoes. So sometimes. So.
Yeah. I do have to say, I have, you know that I love Converse shoes.
Yeah.
And I have had a custom pair of Converse leather shoes made that I wear to work sometimes.
What are those called? Chuck what?
The Chucks or All-Stars.
Yeah. Yeah, you do like
Converse
those.
Converse All-Stars or Converse Chucks.
What, so, are they really comfortable or what's the deal on them?
I like the way they feel. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who say they don't provide enough support, but I like the way they feel for me. So
no, comfort is nice. Comfort. I hear you on that, Ren. All right. Well, I think we're going to pick up. I don't have any clear indication where Dawson, I think he was in Letters to the Beloved last week here at 5:45, trying to fill in the best 5 minutes of the day. But let's do Philippians chapter 4, 14 through 18.
Sure. So that says, Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. As you know, you Philippians were you Philippians were the ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with gifts you sent me from Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters of the Beloved, your devotional commentary, as we wind down Philippians, it honors me when you help those in need. Many preachers proclaim my word because of the fire I have kindled within them. Yet they sometimes lack the resources to provide for themselves. Your generosity helps them, but it also enables you to grow in Christ-likeness. Hoarding my gifts strengthens greed, but when you give things away, your charity develops. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think that concept of charity is something I like to give a thought to, is what does it look like to share not only financial resources, but how do we live in community and share the different gifts we have mm-hmm. with one another? And I think that's part of a relational God.
In honor of what we just read there, I'm going to play the Michael W. Smith song, Give It Away. Jason, good to have you back. Good to connect here early morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good.
Big Daddy Weave on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, coming up on 6:18 and 26 degrees. And we've been telling you all morning long here since we went on the air after Compassion Radio. It's One Source Imaging Day in our March Hope and Hoops. And the longtime owner of One Source is here, Chris Solberg. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You're not just any old business owner. You're my boss, too. Much of the day. More of the day than I work here at Wibwogo, so thanks for the job the last close to 5 years.
Yeah, certainly. Well, glad to have you with us.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about One Source Imaging.
Oh, man, let's hear. Well, I've been doing this for 37 years now, started back when I was in high school. But
great story.
Yeah, and big thing we try to do is just to really take care of our customers. Anyone, whether you're an individual or a business, we do inkjet cartridges, toner cartridges, desktop copiers, even the large copiers they might use in a large office.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more and more of those within the last year or so, for sure, right? And so what do we got for a prize for listeners here this morning? Because we're starting to get hoping to get these pledges going here for March Hope and Hoops.
Yeah, well, some 50s here in the promo this year.
Mm-hmm.
Carol told me it was a 50th anniversary, and so we're doing 50% off your purchase up to $50 savings.
Uh-huh.
So that $50 savings is the biggest we've offered here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, 3 shots at that throughout the day today. No pun intended, shots. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Chris, you were already making a basket, I saw, this morning. So
yeah, well, you know, I'm going to have to give this a shot. I had one set that I went 1 for 4, another
okay.
set I or 1 for 5, another set I went 5 for 5.
Wow,
so
there you go.
Yes.
Hot or cold, I can hear you on that one. So you and your wife, maybe a little competitive, maybe a little bit more on your end. She'll be the guest shooter at 8:45 this morning, but I think she may have edged you out last year. So
Yeah, last year I thought I did pretty well. I hit 4 out of 5, and then she came in and
Man.
Hit 5 of 5.
There you go. All right, so Chris, wonderful family guy, 5 kids, right?
Yep, 5 mm-hmm. kids, ages 5 to 19, or mm-hmm. 20 now.
Yeah.
5 to 20.
5 to 20, so quite the expanse there. And so, hey, let's get behind him with our March Hope and Hoops. And everybody who pledges between now and 6:50 or so, when he shoots about a half an hour away, has a chance at this. It's 50% off your purchase, up to $50 savings in commemoration of WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting. Thanks to Chris and One Source for that. And so get in on it, 396-1670 here, WWIB. We've got a listener with a joke this morning. Make us laugh Monday.
I don't understand people can't sleep. I can do this with my eyes closed.
There you go. Good joke. If you got 1-396-1670, give us a joke and your pledge this morning. All right, so Chris Solberg, our guest shooter, One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire. And how about we make the appeal? How about the challenge to other business owners this morning or something?
Yeah, well, Mark, I do think that with this prize being such a substantial one, you're up to $50 savings. It's a great opportunity if you're a business owner, if you're an office manager, somebody like that. I mean, it's a great opportunity to save a ton of money on our already low prices. I mean, if mm-hmm. even without a certificate, we're going to be the same price or better than any of the superstores. And so, I mean, imagine saving half off what you'd pay out in one of the big box stores.
Absolutely. Great point, as always, boss. And so 396-1670, go ahead and get in there. Yeah, if you're a business owner, we all love great chances and prizes. And if we get, let's say, 5 pledgers, we got 0 right now. If we get 5, you get a 20% chance of going away with that fantastic price, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'd say go ahead and pledge.
All right.
Pledge now.
396-1670. Let's hear from you. 396-1670, 715-396-1670. 50% off your purchase, up to a $50 savings. And again, you use that towards your ink and toner. You get a full set, and you got a good machine, and that's going to be a great savings for you. Well, we'd like to let you know about the special events and such that we've got going on. And today, no exception in that department, as we check and see. It's a lot of things today. Most notably, we've got Chris Solberg here, One Source Imaging in Eau Claire, providing us with 50% off your purchase, up to a $50 savings. And business owners, individuals, churches, take advantage of this. It's a great, great opportunity. But, hey, spring arrives today at 424 this afternoon. That's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, that's for sure. Although it doesn't really feel like it yet this March.
I know. It is American Chocolate Week, Agriculture Week. It's Animal Poison Prevention Week. It is also just plain old Poison Prevention Week. It's Act Happy Week. Well, how about actually being happy, not just acting happy? It's so many things. It's International Teach Music Week and Shakespeare Week. I think everybody wants to be in on the start of spring. It is also, what else do we got? A Great American Meet Out today. It is Proposal Day. It's World Frog Day. And it's World Storytelling Day. And our number today is 1,000. That is the number of 3.5-inch floppy disks sold by floppydisk.com each day.
Wow. That's how I started, was floppy disks.
That's a perfect start. Yep. Tell us, how did you start?
Sorry, with floppy disks and re-inking the old fabric printer ribbons.
Huh. But nice how we tied in the number for the day in with that.
Perfect.
All right. Very good. So, again, we need to get some pledgers here this morning. People waking up. All right. We're hearing from Karen this morning. She's one of our happy One Source customers. There you go. Some of the web listeners.
You.
Karen and Ladies
Smith.
She says $25 per basket made for both Solbergs.
Whoa.
From Nelson and Karen Stutzman this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And she knows the great deal that is. As you said, the already low prices, especially on those remanufactured cartridges, but great on the name brand. And then, again, up to a $50 savings.
Yeah, it's a great savings. And, you know, there was another one of those days today where it was, Be Happy Day. I don't remember one of the others, but it lost it already.
Yeah.
But where I thought, this ties right in.
World Frog Day. We got a lot of frogs who buy their stuff from us. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah, so. Well, the listener, 396-1670, go ahead and pledge, and we'd love to hear from you this morning.
All right, we did get another bit of support from Chrissy in Colfax, and she's saying $5 per made basket, so thanks to her this morning as well. And another listener, Kent, says $5 per made as well. So we've got a third one in on the fun this morning, Chris. So how about it? Chris Solberg, One Source Imaging. Again, 37 years in business for you, and that's no small accomplishment. But again, recognizing WWIB's 50 years, 50% off a purchase, up to a $50 savings. And again, using that towards your name brand or remanufactured ink or toner cartridges. Boy, you talk about the cost of a full set, that's a great savings.
Right, yeah. I mean, depending on what you need. Mm-hmm. Ink, if it's a $50 set, you'd save $25 on the ink. If it's a $100 set, you'd save the full $50 on that certificate. Thank you to all three pledgers. And I've been trying to think through if I'm going to go overhanded or underhanded this morning.
Yeah.
Am I throwing it? I think I'm going to just stick with my underhanded.
Okay.
I did both in practice. I had one episode of 5 for 5 with each.
Okay.
But I also had some, 2 for 5s, 1 for 5. So we'll see what happens
All right. Let's fire it up. We got the music going. I'll handle the play-by-play. And you can still squeeze in another pledge. We have not done the drawing yet. So for that 50% off your purchase, up to a $50 savings from One Source Imaging in Eau Claire. All right. So, again, thanks to Karen and Nelson and Ladysmith, Chrissy and Colfax, and Kent in the listening area as well. So, all right, here we go. First one is underhanded, and it's good with number one. Number two, underhanded, is, there it is, 2 for 2 for Chris Solberg from One Source Imaging. On the way, he is 3 for 3, sending a message to Janelle later today. Here we go. The next one is on the way. He's a perfect 4 for 4. And finally, it's the last one, and it's a round and in. He goes a perfect 5 for 5 today. And,
setting the bar.
Exactly. Well, we know Janelle can't beat him, but she could tie him. And his wife will be the guest shooter later this morning at 8:45 here. But raising money for WIB Incorporated, thanks so much to Karen and Nelson and Chrissy, and also with Kent with that. And as long as we've got that here, I've got them all three entered. And so let's get, first of all, Chris, your comment. You did it underhand. Way to go.
I did it. Yeah. The first time I've gone for 5 for 5 in the several years I've been here.
Huh.
But thanks again. Maybe it was that $25 per made shot from Karen that... it sealed the 5 for 5 this morning.
Yeah, I guess so. And congratulations to Chrissy in Colfax. She is the one who goes away with the gift certificate. This time around, 50% off her purchase up to a $50 savings. So thanks to them. And Chris, thanks to you to coming in bright and early. What, an early day at the office or what?
Well, it may be today.
A lot of times you're taking the kids to school.
Yep, it's spring break today. So I wouldn't have even had to get out of bed this morning, Mark. I got it just for this.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And here's the thing. If even you didn't pledge, I mean, the big message to send, and just kind of follow me on this, Chris, is, you know, when you need, if you ever need a printer, go
to
One Source Imaging for a faith-based, family-owned business right there in downtown Eau Claire for close to 40 years. I mean, call on us first, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, save money, support local, local faith-based, family-owned business.
Right.
We would love to hear from you.
And again, if and when you ever need those print supplies for your business, for your church, for your family, just come and see us at One Source Imaging.
Right. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So, thank you so much to Chris, his wife Janelle, in later this morning, and I'll be back representing One Source on the drive here on WWIB. Just thinking of your travel schedule and work schedule makes me tired. Wow, good to be in the same room with you.
Yeah, it's been a bit here, and I have to say it's been a lot of fun traveling to Green Bay in very hazardous conditions and then back to Amory in equally hazardous conditions. It felt kind of nice to only have fog and wind and rain on the way down to Madison last week. But it was beautiful on the way back, and sure, I had a great time. But I think sleeping in hotels and lack of sleep and restaurant food, as great as it was, has finally started to catch up with me. And so I'm going to just try to rest as much as I can in the evenings this week.
Sounds good. Spend some time with your family.
Well, we've got 10 minutes and 2 songs that will take about that much combined, so we'll dive right into it, Havo. It's another second-round matchup in our CCM Song Showdown, and today we have He Reigns by the Newsboys going up against East to West by Casting Crowns. This could be quite the showdown.
I guess so, yeah. This is a pretty loaded bracket, actually. And so the Newsboys, nominated by Pam Wheeler and Michael Turk with Casting Crowns. It's the Song Showdown. Which do you like better?
715-396-1670 to vote by text. Get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's already posted there. Folks already voting. Here's song number one, The Newsboys. All right, so our CCM Song Showdown, Halvo, two heavyweights, The Newsboys and Casting Crowns, and two great songs today in He Reigns by The Newsboys and East to West by Casting Crowns.
And Casting Crowns, East to West, in front on the text line at 9-2 right now over The Newsboys.
And they have a slight edge, a lot of votes coming in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So again, I'm still in the midst of tallying them, but also a very slight advantage for Casting Crowns as well. With about 11 minutes left to vote, 715-396-1670, or you can get that bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Again, family votes welcome. Just on your honor, make sure you're actually asking the folks in your family for their votes. Well, it's a little close to call. Halvo and I are going to compare notes here between The Newsboys and Casting Crowns, East to West, the song put up for Casting Crowns against He Reigns by The Newsboys. We'll see who moves on next. All right, we had to go back and look at dimpled and hanging chads and all sorts of things for this one to figure out who wins between The Newsboys and Casting Crowns and who moves on. We knew this one would be tight and went down to the wire.
It did. And so you tell me.
So by 4 votes, and the lead changed several times, by 4 votes, winning and moving on, The Newsboys, as he reigns, barely squeaks by East to West from Casting Crowns. The Newsboys into round three.
Very competitive, not a surprise, because two great groups. And the Newsboys will face the winner of Mercy Me and Jason Gray.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's coming up next hour at 8:15.
Huh.
This is fun.
This is fun
when we get into the really tight matchups like this. Thank you for your participation. Doesn't happen without you. And so give us about half an hour. We've got another matchup for you.
All right. Let's get started here on the Whip Wake Up Show. I'm going to start off with this one. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
She was always losing her shoe.
She kept running away from the ball.
Oh. I enjoyed that one. Let me start with one that I just saw this morning. That probably is the weakest one that I've got.
All right.
But what's 1,000 times better? What's 1,000 times better than Instagram?
What?
Instakilogram.
Okay.
It's a metric system joke.
All right, I'm reaching on this one. Here we go. Robert asked the televangelist to pray for his hearing, and after 3 minutes of violent shaking and trying to push him over, he asked, "How's your hearing?" And Robert replied, "I don't know. It doesn't take place until Tuesday at the courthouse."
I like that one. Sorry, I knew the punchline was coming. I hit the laugh a little too soon there.
We want to understand what the people are asking for first.
Okay. How about this one? This one might be a little on the edge as well, too, but I found humor in it. The village blacksmith finally found an apprentice willing to work hard for long hours. The blacksmith instructed the boy, "When I take the shoe out of the fire, I'll lay it on the anvil, and when I nod my head, you hit it with this hammer." The apprentice did just as he was told. Now he's the village blacksmith.
There you go. Hey, one last one this morning. What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards?
I'm not sure.
That would be a receding hairline.
Oh, and I've got to decide on one more here. Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Well, this was kind of a bummer, Havo. Sadly, my obese parrot died yesterday.
Sorry.
A bummer, but it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
It is. It is.
All right.
There we go.
All right, we've got two songs up until 8:45, 25 minutes left to vote on this matchup, a second round matchup in our Whip Wake Up Show, CCM Song Showdown, between two great groups, Mercy Me and Jason Gray, and two fantastic songs, Hands Up by Mercy Me against Remind Me Who I Am by Jason Gray, Havo. And we got to dive right into this, but votes already coming in, as voting open at 8:15 a.m., and folks already jumping in on the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group. And I have to say, A lot of early support for Mercy Me. So Jason Gray fans are going to need to come out in force if they want any shot here.
Now, if the Mercy Me voters have heard the song, I haven't heard this song from Mercy Me yet. Keith has chosen this, Keith and Owen, and he's going with this in the second round. It's interesting. These were both final four finalists last year, Mercy Me and Jason Gray. They're squaring off in our Sweet 16. You got your sister Rachel with Jason Gray, kind of the underdog here.
Definitely. But again, a lot of time left to vote. 715-396-1670, Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group. Again, family votes allowed. We just ask that it be on your honor that you make sure you're actually asking folks in your family and not just saying there's X number of people in my family and so they're all going to vote for what I want. So
your family could vote heavy. You got like 11. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they tune us in. They're on vacation now, but I can always listen live at WWIB.com. Also taking your Hope and Hoops pledges at 715-396-1670. Only one pledge so far. Janelle Solberg from One Source Imaging going to be our guest. So we'd love to have your support for Janelle, for One Source, and of course, most importantly, for WIB Incorporated. Hope and Hoops coming up. And while we have a moment here, let's have Janelle Solberg from One Source Imaging on the mic here. As again, it's maybe going to be a tight battle between Mercy Me and Jason Gray. Voting goes until 8:45. A lot of early support for Mercy Me. They were way out in front, but Jason Gray starting to make a little bit of a comeback here.
Jason Gray is in front on this side by one.
Really? All right. He's still down five over on the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group. But Janelle, again, do you want to make a plug? I mean, we're going to talk about One Source, but you're a Jason Gray fan, and so I think that's the way you said you wanted to go in this one.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate Jason Gray so much. He's been here a few times in the Valley, and always personable, and I just enjoy his music, his messages. I think he's great.
Well, let's talk about One Source Imaging. When you talk about personable and local service, you and your husband Chris own One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, and when it comes to personal or church or office for your printers and ink, so many different things, even checks. I didn't realize you guys did checks as well, too. I mean, you cover so many bases, especially for ministries and small businesses.
Yeah, we do. We just love to make it easy for anybody to print with whatever they have. We love working with you know, are primarily work with small to medium-sized businesses, but lots and lots of nonprofits and churches and organizations, as well as individuals. And, you know, if you have that small home office, we love to help, you know, make that easy for you, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think as a homeschool parent, too, there have been a number of times, too, where my wife might say, hey, can you print off something at work because we need it, you know, right away, too. And I'm thinking, why did I not just buy a printer for the house as well? So, again, for some of my homeschool families out there, too, again, OneSource can help you with that. And everybody, again, is looking to find ways to save. And so, again, some of the options you have, including the remanufactured cartridges as well, too, can be an incredible cost savings for a family or business or church.
They really are. And they, in most cases, will print longer, get a higher page count out of the remanufactured or compatible brand names.
Sure.
Which not a lot of people realize. They all look the same on the outside, but, you know, it's what's on the inside that counts, right?
There you go. There you go. All right, Janelle Solberg from OneSource Imaging. We'll chat more with Janelle later, but she is our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. You can pledge at 715-396-1670 per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount as well. And we've got a great prize from OneSource Imaging to give to one of our pledgers before 8:45 this morning. We're going to talk more in just a moment with Janelle Solberg from OneSource Imaging. But first, a quick voting update. With 11 minutes left, we've got Mercy Me, hands up against Jason Gray, Remind Me Who I Am. Havel, this one's, I would say, almost neck and neck.
It is. Mercy Me by one right now, but very close on the talk and text line at 715-396-1670. And, you know, somebody indicated from New Auburn, they said, I really like Mercy Me, but I liked this song better from Jason Gray.
Okay, so again, you decide how you'd like to vote, 715-396-1670. That's where you also can pledge for WIB Incorporated, Hope and Hoops, and Janelle Solberg from OneSource Imaging joins us. And also, don't forget, you get that bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. But Janelle, before we give you a chance to warm up here, again, just things that people might not know about with OneSource Imaging. Again, you're downtown Eau Claire, and your husband, Chris, started this, I believe, was it back in high school?
Yes, he was a freshman in high school. Of course, it's evolved since then as our technology has evolved. But yeah, he saw a need to get products to people locally. And yeah, we tell a funny story that when he was in high school and we had the teacher's convention, usually in October, and all the kids got 2 days off of school, Chris was at the teacher's convention as a high school student, marketing his products to other school districts. So,
and again, it's just been a passion of his too, and serving local businesses. You mentioned small to medium sized businesses is kind of your wheelhouse with who you're helping save on the bottom line with a lot of their printing costs, but also individuals, families, churches as well that you can serve.
And we're not opposed to big businesses either.
Yeah, not at all. How do folks get in touch with you if they're interested in finding more about, again, the printers or cartridges whether it be new brand name or remanufactured, how do they get in touch with you guys at OneSource Imaging?
Easiest way is just to give us a call at 715-838-0986. And you'll probably get me on the phone this week.
Well, so, there you go. Janelle Solberg from OneSource Imaging. Are you going to go with warm-ups or are you going to go in just ready to shoot at 8:45?
I'll warm up a little.
We'll see how
it goes, yeah.
Your husband, Chris, was 5 for 5. And again, that's been reiterated time and time again ad nauseum here that he was 5 for 5.
I have heard.
Yeah. Are you going to go underhand, overhand? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm going to feel it out here in the warm-ups.
All right. Let her warm up. In the meantime, you can vote 715-396-1670 for Jason Gray, Remind Me Who I Am, or Mercy Me, Hands Up. And also use that same text line to pledge Janelle Solberg from OneSource Imaging, Hope in Hoops this morning. And again, one of our pledgers going to get a great certificate celebrating 50 years of WWIB. How about 50% off your purchase from OneSource Imaging, up to a $50 savings if your name is drawn to win this certificate. So a wonderful, generous offer from OneSource Imaging. And you can be in the running for that with your pledge. Well, it's 8:47, 29 degrees, and my goodness.
Yeah.
Votes snuck in right at the wire, and so we have, Halvo, a tie.
Yeah, we're going to overtime until 8:50 this morning, just on the text line, 715-396-1670. Settle the tie between Mercy Me and Jason Gray, and give me the songs again.
Again, the two songs, Hands Up by Mercy Me against Remind Me Who I Am by Jason Gray, only on the text line 715-396-1670. And we do need to clarify this right away. It's only if you haven't voted yet. If you haven't voted yet. Yeah. So you don't get to vote again. This isn't Chicago.
Right.
So It's time for Hope and Hoops last second pledges, along with your last minute votes for Jason Gray or Mercy Me. 715-396-1670. Janelle Solberg joins us from One Source Imaging. And Janelle, how are you feeling about this after your warm-ups?
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the warm-ups were pretty smooth.
All right. Well, there you go. How about we do the play-by-play here?
Do you and Chris play a lot of Little Tykes basketball at home? I mean, is that how you guys get so good?
Well, that is about how athletic we are. So,
there we go.
This is right on my speed.
It's the unicycling ski jumping family.
It's true.
So, very good.
All right. Well, Havel, you can do the play-by-play again.
I will.
I think I've had my feel in a wonderful way
in
the last 2 weeks. So
the voice of the McDonald Max basketball team.
I'm good to take a break.
All right, Janelle. All right, we've got it. And she's stepping up. Underhand, the first one off the backboard, off. All right, so the next one is on the way, and she swishes it in, one for two. Underhanded, two-handed toss, two out of three. Two more to go. Yeah, yeah. Here she go. Underhand, there it. Around and out. No, kicked out for her. And the last toss is on the way, and she got it.
Nice.
So the two-hand scoop goes for 60%, three out of five.
That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle, thank you so much to One Source Imaging for supporting WWIB. Thank you for the generous gift certificate that we'll give to one of our pledges this morning. And I appreciate what you guys do for the community and supporting the station as well.
Oh, well, thank you. WWIB has been a big part of our lives. I was thinking, if you've been here 50 years, I've been listening for about half of it.
There you go.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I feel like we need a drum roll for this, Havel. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to do our drum roll twice, mm-hmm. and then we'll play one more song here. But first, we need to, from our pledges this morning for Hope and Hoops, let you know who won that incredible gift certificate from One Source Imaging, celebrating 50 years of ministry of WWIB. One Source giving to one of our pledges this morning before 8:45 a certificate for 50% off your purchase, up to a $50 savings. What an incredible gift that will be. And it's a thank you to one of our pledges this morning for Hope and Hoops, as Janelle hit 3 out of 5, 8 out of 10 husband and wife in the first two shooting times for Hope and Hoops today. 80% is really impressive.
Absolutely. We'd love other husband and wife teams to come in and shoot early and also at 8:45 the rest of the month.
There you go.
Reach out to us. And so the first drum roll to determine the winner of Mercy Me versus Jason Gray in overtime, it goes to Jason Gray.
Jason Gray in overtime squeaked it out.
8-2 it came in terms of the votes on the text line in that extra session. So and Jason Gray moves on to face the Newsboys.
That is going to be a big matchup. More coming up at 7:15 and 8:15 tomorrow. But congratulations to Jason Gray moving on today. And now our second drum roll, to see who wins that certificate from One Source Imaging. It is
Karen and Nelson Stutzman of Ladysmith.
Congratulations and enjoy your thank you gift from One Source Imaging. Again, Janelle from One Source, thank you so much for being here today. And 8 out of 10 shooting with you and your husband, Chris. That's pretty impressive, I'd say.
Yeah, pretty good.
And
thanks
I know
for having us.